Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. You are now locked into the hottest sports show here in mid-Michigan. Welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, right here live on WKAR AM 870 94.5 FM. Boy, oh boy, do we have a ton to get to on today's current sports. I'm excited about today's show. And you know what? We're going to use today's current sports as a bit of a therapy session for you Spartan fans out there, because I know many of you are a bit upset. That's probably an understatement. You're really ticked off today. Seeing as though your Michigan State football team got snubbed. There's no way to put it other than that. Was it fair? No. At the end of the day, Michigan State not going to either the Outback Bowl or the Citrus Bowl. And now we'll be playing in, of course, the Holiday Bowl against Washington State out in San Diego, California. I like the matchup. Two really good teams, but the prestige of that bowl, again, December 28th, it's not going to take place on New Year's Day. Michigan State got snubbed. And we are going to use today's current sports as a therapy session for you all to break down why Michigan State didn't get in to either the Citrus or the Outback Bowl. I want to hear from you all because I know you got a lot of thoughts. I was scouring social media. I got a lot of messages on Facebook. Many of you not happy. And you know what? A few of you, you know, it's so funny. You know, again, I say therapy session because, hey, at the end of the day, you know, when you sit on that couch, those who have been in therapy, I've never been in therapy. What I've seen on television is you sit on that couch and you open up about whatever you are experiencing to whoever the psychiatrist may be, right? And you got to be honest with yourself. I know many of you Spartan fans out there have not been totally honest with yourselves, according to what I've seen on social media, saying, hey, the Holiday Bowl is just so, it's just fine. It's fine. You know, we're happy with it. It's the better game. Let's be real here. December 28th at 9 p.m. in the Holiday Bowl is not as sexy as a New Year's Day game, such as the Citrus Bowl, such as the Outback Bowl. Let's keep it all 100 here, okay? All right, so let's admit that and then tackle why this happened. We'll talk MSU being selected for the Holiday Bowl in just a moment. We will also have a recap of yesterday afternoon's Michigan State men's basketball game as Tom Izzo's team absolutely delivered a beatdown to Nebraska, a 86-57 win there. But I tell you what, Tom Izzo was still not happy. He's never happy. Tom Izzo views the game different than what we, us normal mortals, how we view it, okay? 21 points, that's all fine and dandy. A great way to open Big Ten play, but Tom Izzo was not a happy man after that win. And then on the back end of the show, we'll talk about, yeah, we got to do it, the Detroit Lions. What are the chances that your Lions, the Honolulu Blue, now will make the playoffs after falling to the Baltimore Ravens? That game not even close. And we'll have weekend winners for you. All of that and so much more. If you want to be a part of the fun, pick up that phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/current sports, where we have the current sports live stream up and running. You can comment below the video, and I'll read your comments live here on our airwaves. And you can join us via Twitter as well. Tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR underscore sports. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. We start with the Michigan State football team news coming out yesterday afternoon that after a 9-3 season, head coach Mark D'Antonio and the Michigan State football program, they have accepted an invitation to play in the Holiday Bowl on December 2-8 against Pac-12 opponent Washington State. It will be MSU's first ever appearance in the Holiday Bowl. The Cougars, who also finished 9-3, won marquee games against Pac-12 champ USC and conference runner-up Stanford. Washington State finished number 18, two spots behind Michigan State at 16 in the final college football playoff rankings. The Holiday Bowl will mark the eighth meeting between the two teams. Michigan State leads the all-time series 5-2. Though many MSU players felt like they were snubbed getting into a more coveted bowl, D'Antonio said he's excited for the opportunity to play for a 10th win this season and 100th win as Spartan head coach. Do we have a bite with that, Isaac? No bite. I'm seeing it in my rundown.
100 wins?
Cool. Do we have a bite for Coach D'Antonio? I see it in the rundown there. Or not?
I'm not seeing one.
Okay.
No.
We'll come back to Coach D and his comments. All right. The 8-4 Michigan Wolverines are headed to Tampa, Florida to partake in the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day at noon. The Wolverines will face off against the SEC South Carolina Gamecocks, who also went 8-4 this season and finished second in the SEC East behind the Georgia Bulldogs. This is the fourth all-time matchup between Michigan and South Carolina, with the Gamecocks leading the series 2-1. The last matchup between the two teams was actually in the Outback Bowl back in 2013. The Wolverines are coming off a 31-20 loss to number 5 Ohio State, while South Carolina is coming off a 34-10 loss to number 1 Clemson. So Michigan gets in the Outback Bowl. One less win than Michigan State. They also lose that head-to-head matchup back in October 7th, but they will head to the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day. Riddle me that, right? The Wolverines and Spartans aren't the only Michigan teams, though, playing in bowl games, as the Central Michigan Chippewas will take on the Mountain West Wyoming Cowboys, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, on December 22nd, the home of Boise State at Alberton Stadium. The Chips are going into the Potato Bowl on a 5-game win streak, including including wins against Western Michigan and Eastern Michigan. CMU is also coming off an 8-4 season, which is an improvement from last year in which they went 6-7. Kickoff for the famous Idaho Potato Bowl is scheduled for 4 p.m. The number 3 Michigan State men's basketball team, as I mentioned, extended its winning streak to 6 games yesterday after they blew out Nebraska by 29 points on Sunday to open up Big Ten play. 86-57 the final. MSU has now improved to 7-1 on the season and have won each of the last 6 games by at least 18 points. 4 of MSU starters finished scoring double figures, led by Nick Ward's 22 in 16 minutes, and Jaren Jackson Jr.'s double-dub. The Spartans finished shooting 47% from the floor. However, head coach Tom Izzo was unhappy with the team's 24% percentage from behind the arc and the team's play in transition as well. MSU's defense held the Cornhuskers, though, to 27% shooting, but shot over 45% from three and were reluctant to go down without a fight. The Spartans will turn around quickly and continue Big Ten play with a road game against Rutgers tomorrow. Yeah, talk about a quick turnaround, right? Tip-off set for 7 p.m. there. And how about Susie Merchant's MSU women's basketball team, huh? Right before the men's hoop tip-off, Susie Merchant took on Western Michigan in the Breslin, and the Spartans came away with a 65-62 win, thrilling win, improving the Spartans' record to 5-2 on the year. Guard Brandy Agee led the way for MSU in scoring, 14 points, 4 of 10 from the floor. Shea Colley also contributed, scoring 6 points while dishing out 4 assists. She had 4 rebounds and blocked 4 shots as well. She did work. MSU will now take on number 3 Notre Dame, one of the most prestigious women's college basketball programs in the nation. Notre Dame coming off a close loss to number 1 UConn. But Notre Dame and MSU, they will tip off this Wednesday out in South Bend. That is scheduled for a 7 p.m. tip time. The MSU men's soccer postseason run is now over as they fell to the undefeated Indiana Hoosiers in the Elite Eight on Friday. And really close game, though. It went to penalty kicks, which I absolutely hate. I hate that a game has to end in soccer that way, Isaac. But 3-2 the final there. Great year for Damon Rensing, though, right?
Yeah, that's the one thing that you and soccer fans are on an accord for, is that penalty kicks is the most unjust way to reflect the outcome of a game. It doesn't whatsoever represent what happened on the field throughout the 90 minutes or the extra time. So that's a really sad way to end it, but nonetheless, a great and very successful season.
Yes, very true. And, you know, looking at that game, Isaac, the Spartans got on the board first in the second minute. That was thanks to a header by leading scorer forward Ryan Sierakowski. But after that, midfielder and defenseman Trevor Schwartz, he would score the equalizer goal in the 60th minute. The game would then go to a PK shootout after 110 minutes, with the Hoosiers hitting 3 of their 4 chances, while the Spartans hit 2 of their 5 chances. MSU finishes the year 13-3-4 with program-breaking moments, such as putting new lights into DeMartin Stadium, having many night games this year, and also breaking the home attendance record against Maryland on September 9th, 4,678 fans attending the game. So congrats to Damon Rensing. We're going to get him back on Current Sports very, very soon to put a bow on that fantastic year. While men's soccer had their season end this past weekend, MSU volleyball is still alive in the NCAA tournament, advancing to the Sweetness of 16 after a first-round sweep of the other MSU here in America, Missouri State University, and 3-1 against number 9 seed Creighton in the second round. The Spartans will battle against Big Ten foe Illinois come this Friday in the Sweet 16, with first serve scheduled for 4 p.m. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Missouri and Penn State in the Elite Eight. Danton Cole and the MSU hockey team dropped a pair of games to fourth-ranked Notre Dame over the weekend at Mud Ice Arena. The Spartans lost 3-1 on Friday and were shut out 2-0 on Sunday. MSU will now meet the University of Michigan this week for a home-and-home. The two teams will square off in Ann Arbor Thursday at Yost Ice Arena and then come home to Mud Ice Arena on Friday. Puck drop for Friday's game scheduled for 7:05 p.m. The Detroit Lions fell to the Baltimore Ravens in dominating fashion, 44-20, and fell to 6-6 on the season. And you can just see the postseason just kind of fading off into the sunset now. The Lions will hope to bounce back this Sunday against the 4-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 1 p.m. out in Tampa. You can watch that one on Fox. And the Detroit Pistons will be in action tonight after dropping a pair of games over the weekend. The Detroit Pistons will play the third of a 4-game road trip tonight in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Tonight's tip-off is scheduled for 8:30 p.m. Here we go.
Thank you. think you tend to want to play on New Year's Day. But San Diego is a beautiful place, and I think it probably represents, it's probably like the Citrus Bowl, Outback Bowl in California. I think it takes that next tier team that's not in the championship game and runs with it. And they've done a tremendous job in the past. From everybody that I've ever known that has gone to the Holiday Bowl, they have said tremendous things about the experience, the player experience, family experience, the bowl experience in general. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll go out there, I think, I believe next week I'll go out there for a press conference, so I'll look forward to seeing it first up, you know, up close, personally. You know, we have a football team that was in the playoffs 2 years ago. So that's a positive, I think, for everybody. I think everybody can draw on that and understand the culture that's here and the substance and how we played over a period of time. Obviously, we didn't play in a bowl game last year, and we sort of got ourselves squared away and pushed back up to the top a little bit. So I think it's very important. We probably have 60 players plus that have not had a bowl experience. So I think it's very important that they have that experience. Hey, you know, life's about how you handle disappointments. Okay, I would not say going to the Holiday Bowl is a big disappointment. I'm excited about it. Even walk the streets, because I never know in the world that gonna be.
Ah, the OJs. For the love of money, welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. It is Monday, December 4th, 2017. I want to give a big shout out to all of my fraternity brothers out there. Goodwill is the monarch of this house. Shout out to my frat, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Today marks our Founders Day. Founded on December 4th, 1906. Shout out to all the good bruhs out there. 06. Also, happy Monday to all of our listeners out there. And happy birthday to one of our dedicated listeners, Ben Grimes. Shout out to your brother. Just seeing that it is your birthday. Really hope you have a good one out there. Multiple ways in which you can weigh in, as I've mentioned. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number. Go to Facebook.com/currentsports. Leave a comment under our live stream or tweet us at Al Martin. WKAR is my official Twitter handle. Also tweet the show at WKAR_sports. And we start by discussing the Michigan State football team. Just let this ride, Isaac. Let it ride, because it speaks to the theme of the hour concerning Michigan State football heading to the Holiday Bowl on December 28th against Pac-12 opponent Washington State. As I mentioned in the headliners, this will be Michigan State's first ever appearance in the Holiday Bowl, and let's call it like it is. This was a move that had everything to do with money. Simple as that, folks. Everything to do with the mighty dollar. Wins and losses went out the window when it came to this conversation. And when it was announced that Michigan State will be going to the Holiday Bowl, there were many, not just unhappy Michigan State football fans, but the players took to social media, took to Twitter to express their displeasure as well. Quote, used to think postseason awards and bowls were chosen based on what you do on the field. But I now know it's a popularity contest. Interesting. MSU defensive lineman Kenny Willekes on Twitter yesterday at 3:35 p.m. LOL,
just a simple LOL. MSU sophomore quarterback Brian Lewerke on Twitter at 3:29 p.m. yesterday. And then the last tweet I want to get to here comes from MSU senior linebacker Chris Fry on Twitter at 3:45 p.m. yesterday. Quote, what's the point of playing a regular season if bowl decisions are made regardless of record? End quote. I feel your pain, Michigan State football players. And I tell you what, Mark D'Antonio, as you just heard in our intro, took the classy route, as he should have, being the representative of the Michigan State football program and being the classy individual that he is. Heck, Coach D is just happy that this team is bowling, period, all right? Coming off a 3-9 year, and you do what Coach D did this season, a 9-3 year, he's just happy to be going somewhere. And you know, the Outback Bowl had first choice. Yeah, they had first choice. This was in their hands. The committee's hands of the Outback Bowl. And they decided to take the Wolverines at 8-4 to play South Carolina. Both teams unranked, by the way. Doing this despite U of M finishing fourth in the Big Ten East Division. And yeah, rewinding the clock back to October 7th. Losing that head-to-head matchup against the Spartans, 14-10, at home, at the Big House, in Ann Arbor. The Spartans finishing second in the Big Ten East, 9-3 overall. What was the response from Outback Bowl president and CEO Jim McVay? Well, I'll be glad to tell you. This is what Jim McVay had to say concerning the selection process of Michigan and South Carolina. We are tied in with the Big Ten, and we're tied in with the Southeastern Conference, and both teams are loaded with excellent inventory. On the Big Ten side, we looked at a couple of teams. The way the process with the Outback Bowl works is we get our selection committee, our board, and once it's clear who is available, we make presentations about each team, and then the board votes. Whatever the decision is from the board and the selection committee is who we take. We feel very fortunate to have South Carolina and coach Will Muschamp and the University of Michigan and Jim Harbaugh in our game. We are excited about it. So basically, why did the Outback Bowl, according to Jim McVay, decide to take the University of Michigan and South Carolina to unranked teams? Well, based off that response, we just voted. We just voted and Michigan came out on top. Michigan and South Carolina came out on top. He didn't elaborate why they did or the thought process behind it, but let's be real here. We're not stupid. And I'm a man who always keeps it real here on Current Sports. Michigan, despite the record that they had in comparison to another Big Ten team like Michigan State. Again, MSU winning the head-to-head matchup and having 9 wins in comparison to Michigan's 8. Michigan college football, the brand of Michigan college football is greater than the brand of Michigan State college football. The fan base is bigger. Ticket sales are higher. Television ratings, at the end of the day, are higher when the Wolverines are on. That's the only reason why Jim Harbaugh and the Maize and Blue were selected to play in the Outback Bowl over Michigan State. And heck, I'm not just advocating for Michigan State here. I'm advocating for, at the end of the day, what is right. Because, heck, you could make the argument that Northwestern should be the representative in the Outback Bowl. Northwestern finished the year with the same record as Michigan State at 9-3. And, heck, they even beat Michigan State in that thrilling, what was it, like a triple overtime game
against Michigan State. They won the head-to-head matchup against the Spartans. And I tell you what, Northwestern fans should be more ticked off than Spartan fans today. Because guess where the Wildcats will be heading? The Music City Bowl. Oh, that's a fun one, right? Out in Nashville, Tennessee, to take on the very stout Kentucky Wildcats. Thank you, Isaac. They should be more upset than the Spartans right now. That's a crime. You go 9-3 and you actually beat MSU in a head-to-head matchup. You have a better record than Michigan, and yet you're going to the Music City Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee to play Kentucky? Riddle me that. Money talks. Money talks, folks. That game will take place on December 29th. And it was in the hands of the Outback Bowl. They decided to roll with the power of the mighty dollar. The bigger game. The bigger name, not game. I think that at the end of the day, Michigan State and Washington State, that's going to be a more intriguing game than Michigan and South Carolina, two unranked teams. At the end of the day, it was the bigger name, the bigger brand, totally ignored the fact that Michigan State does have the better record, won the head-to-head matchup. Which team would get the better television ratings? The most decorated college football team in all of America, still living off of the brand of the Block M, not wins and losses. I mean, this is a team that has not won a conference championship, folks, since 2004. This is the Michigan name speaking. And it was so interesting how things panned out over the weekend because you look at Wisconsin. Wisconsin losing to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game out at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Wisconsin fell in the Orange Bowl because of contractual obligations with the Big Ten Conference. So, the rule is the Citrus Bowl could not select a Big Ten team because there was already one playing in the Orange Bowl. So instead had Notre Dame, choosing Notre Dame to play against LSU. The Outback Bowl then voted, I assume before Wisconsin was selected in the Orange Bowl. They voted for Michigan. They decided to look at things, and even with everything falling the way it fell, Wisconsin going to the Orange Bowl, Notre Dame taking on LSU in the Citrus Bowl, the Outback Bowl. Hey, they decided, all right, we like this choice. Jim Harbaugh, it's the khakis. It's the Michigan brand. We're not going to change that for Michigan State. Michigan is our choice. South Carolina, New Year's Day. Now, the players should enjoy this experience. I want to let this be known as well, all right? I mean, you're a program, Michigan State, and again, won 3 games last year. The goal was just to get back to bowl eligibility this season, let alone have an opportunity to finish with double-digit wins. You have far surpassed expectations for Michigan State fans out there. You have far surpassed expectations for the college football world, and you deserve to enjoy this trip to San Diego, California. And I realize, hey, Chris Fry, you're not happy. Brian Lewerke, you're not happy. Kenny Willekes, you're not happy. And it goes on and on down the line. I know you're not happy initially when looking at this, but don't let it spoil your trip to California, because you deserve to celebrate this. It's absolutely remarkable what you guys did this season. And I think that a moment yesterday that occurred during the Michigan State men's basketball game, as Tom Izzo's team, which we'll get to in just a moment here, took on Nebraska, Mark D'Antonio, after holding a press conference to the media, he stuck around, at least for the first half of that Michigan State-Nebraska men's basketball game. And it was surprising to me because he actually, you know, usually I see Coach D in the lower tier sitting near the Izzone. You know, he's got maybe a few recruits there that he's sitting with. But he was just sitting in the stands this time in the kind of midsection, you know, right behind, you know, right across, I should say, from the Michigan State bench, you know, in the upper tier, almost to that Izzone lower bowl section. But he was sitting there next to Ben Flieger, Michigan State SID. And he was just sitting there with Ben, and all of a sudden, Jeremy Sampson, who is the PA voice in the Breslin Center, you know, they play a little montage of Michigan State football, the Michigan State football year, and then Jeremy acknowledges Coach D'Antonio and says, hey, they're headed to the Holiday Bowl, and it was a fantastic standing ovation that those who were in attendance at the Breslin Center gave to Coach D. I actually caught a bit of it. If you want to check out that video on my phone, and I posted it via Twitter. Again, follow me at Al Martin, WKAR. And many of you stood up, looked at Coach D, gave him a round of applause, and I was paying attention while also watching the MSU men's basketball game. I was paying attention to Coach D as he sat there next to Ben, and many of you Spartan fans out there came over and showed him some love. And I assume said thank you for a remarkable season. So regardless, I know you're salty right now. Is it fair? Not at all. Because if it was fair, Michigan State would have slid over to the Outback Bowl and Michigan would have gone to the Holiday Bowl, all right? But this is what you deal with when you deal with selection committees for bowl games. Everything does not happen as predicted. I mean, heck, I even remember. Gosh, what game was that, Isaac? We were sitting in the press box and we got Outback Bowl pins and pamphlets. Mm-hmm. I forget what game that was. I think it was like the last game of the season, actually. I
think second to last
home game of Michigan State football.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an Outback Bowl representative going around and passing out. I think, was it the Penn State game? I think that may have been the Penn State game.
Maryland, Casey's
saying. Okay, Casey Harris is behind the glass. It was the Maryland game. And they're going around, you know, passing out pamphlets to the Outback Bowl. And we're sitting there saying, oh, yeah, all signs. I put it in my report, actually, for later on that evening. All signs pointed to Michigan State going to the Outback Bowl. But, again, the bowl system is not always fair. These bowl games, and when you deal with committees like this, they are looking at more than just the win and loss column. And sometimes not even looking at the win and loss column. In my opinion, looking at this conversation right now, ticket sales, ratings, how can we sell out our venue? How can we make money at the end of the day? And you got to admit that the Michigan brand, despite Jim Harbaugh not being as successful as many predicted, the Michigan brand is still the Michigan brand. Cha-ching. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. In just a moment, I'm also going to dive into Alabama getting into the college football playoff over Ohio State. There was this debate back and forth, and many of you are split when it comes to that conversation. I voiced my opinion of it on Twitter, and I'll reiterate it here on the show in just a moment. But 517-355-WKAR, we want to hear from you. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. So we'll talk college football playoff after this first break. We'll also recap yesterday's Michigan State men's basketball game, and we will talk Detroit Lions, unfortunately, as well. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. We just wrapped up segment A discussing the Michigan State football team being selected for a bowl game that really caught everyone by surprise. Michigan State will be playing in the Holiday Bowl against Washington State, a matchup between the number 16 Spartans and the number 18 Cougars. Many people surprised about this because a lot of people had MSU either in the Citrus Bowl or the Outback Bowl. Michigan has been chosen to play in the Outback Bowl. And I want to play a response from Coach D. Coach D was asked about the disappointment from a few of his players on social media, many expecting to play out in the Sunshine State of Florida, and whether or not, you know, he feels a bit salty at all when it comes to not being selected for a New Year's Day bowl. Here is what Coach D had to say.
Well, I just look at it as an opportunity to play the Holiday Bowl right now, and, you know, the records are what they are. You know, I'll just continue to concentrate on beating Michigan and let this thing sort out.
Did you catch that? Isaac, I want to play that one more time. Did you catch that little thing that he said at the end there? Because when he said it, I looked at him, and I went back on the video last night just to see if I was correct and my eyes weren't deceiving me. He had a little smirk when he said it because it was a subtle jab at Michigan, reminding folks that, hey, even though we may be playing in the Holiday Bowl and they're going to the Outback Bowl, I still own the Wolverines. One more time, Isaac. Play it one more time.
Well, I just look at it as an opportunity to play the Holiday Bowl right now. And, you know, the records are what they are. You know, I'll just continue to concentrate on beating Michigan and let this thing sort out.
Coach D taking a jab in the only way he knows how. Very just low key, but you can hear it. You can hear it through your speakers, wherever you're listening right now. I'll just focus on continuing to beat Michigan. Isaac, I haven't gotten your thoughts. Engineer Isaac Constance, you covered all of that action with me at the Breslin Center yesterday. I was a bit surprised. I was actually, when I picked you up as we headed to the Breslin, I was listening to the selection show on ESPN, and they hadn't officially announced, but Bleacher Report came, you know, kind of jumped the gun and released that Michigan State would probably be in the Holiday Bowl. And I was a bit surprised because you let me know that news. And I said, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw Coach D come in and you covered that and you did a great job shooting that footage. And again, you can check that out at Facebook.com/currentsports. And then we covered the MSU men's basketball game. We'll get to that in just a moment. But what do you make of the Spartans going to San Diego, California, as Ron Burgundy would say, right?
Well, first off, I can't wait to see the game itself. And, you know, usually I'm the pessimistic person on Mondays on this show. But at the same time, how many times do you go against a West Coast offense and a West Coast opponent, let alone led by Mike Leach? This will be an exciting game, Spartan fans. No two ways about it. This will be a thriller, and I cannot wait to see how the Spartans handle this. With that being said, this is unmistakably a slight to the Michigan State football program. Because, as Mark D'Antonio said, there are several big-name bowls, a lot on New Year's Day, but a few that are right beforehand to New Year's Eve carry some big ones. Even the 29th has a couple games that are quite coveted. The 28th? Yeah, you're just kicking it off. You're an appetizer for the rest of the football season ahead. Mm-hmm. This was embarrassing when it came to selecting the programs. And as you said, it's not just for MSU that people should be upset. It's because these big name programs, every single time, get the advantage. I always say, why does USC get the nod before the season? Every single year, they start off with USC as number 3 or 4 or 5, and they never live up to expectations. Mm-hmm. This is why. So that after the season's over, they can say, hey, they started off this high. Let's just slide them down a little bit, keep them in a big bowl game, get all of the fan coverage, get all of the money, get all of the media revenue, and keep going like we do. And I thought it was funny this weekend as well, and we'll talk about this more later. I'm not going to reveal my opinion on it just yet, but UCF and Alabama played a game in NCAA men's basketball. Mm-hmm. And guess who won that? UCF. Yeah. I thought that was interesting. And I thought it was emblematic of the unanimous frustration of football communities who feel that they've been overlooked or slighted by this system that was supposed to be a panacea for everything, supposed to fix it, as opposed to the BCS, and has just created more and more problems. Now, MSU would not have been in a BCS bowl. But with that being said, they were still passed over for an elite bowl game, for one that more or less, like I said, will be an appetizer for everybody else.
517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Now I want to open up the conversation to the college football playoff here because I'm getting some comments on the whole Alabama-Ohio State discussion. Let's be real here. I do believe that UCF should have been ranked higher. Great year. Mm-hmm. Scott Frost, unbelievable. And I love that he will be coaching in the bowl game. We all know he's taking another job. but I love that he is coaching in the bowl game and saying, hey, man, my loyalty is to you guys, all right? And I want to at least finish this year out, and I want to be there for you guys in the final game of the season. I absolutely love that, but let's be real here. Now, I want to discuss the college football playoff because to your point about, you know, UCF, yeah, if they do expand this thing, which I think they will eventually do, then you have an opportunity, and we discussed this last week, then you have an opportunity for a team like UCF, which had a great year, undefeated, but let's be real here, the eye test and who they played and the conference they play in, UCF doesn't deserve to be in the college football playoff among the four elite teams. I actually agreed with the college football playoff selection committee's decision to put in Alabama, a one-loss Alabama team, over Ohio State. I'm not breaking news or giving a new take when I say this, because Ohio State, even though they did win the Big Ten championship game, you cannot lose to an unranked Iowa team by 31 points and say, yeah, we need to be in that final number. The only way I would have said, okay, maybe you do need to put the Buckeyes in, is if they absolutely stomped on the Wisconsin Badgers. Because this is why I think a lot of people are getting confused with when discussing the college football playoff and the job of the playoff selection committee. It is to put in the four best teams of college football. Alabama, and I say this, do you realistically think that Ohio State would have a better chance of knocking off any of the other three college football playoff teams in comparison to Alabama, a team that has showed the last, I don't know how many years, that they have been the dominant program in college football? Did you realistically think they were going to put in an Ohio State team that, again, got blown out by an unranked Iowa team by 31 points over the Alabama one-loss Alabama Crimson Tide? Let's be real here. Come on, folks. Sure. Has Bama been non-impressive at certain points of the year? Yeah, they have. But those standards are totally different when discussing Alabama in comparison to any other college football program in the nation. They've been beat up when it comes to the defensive side of the football. But this is still Alabama. One loss, and you're going to put in Ohio State that had a horrible loss against Iowa over the Crimson Tide? You're crazy. And the only way that you're going to get what you want, those who fall on the side of Ohio State being in, is if they expand the college football playoff. The committee did its job. I had no problem with it. I had absolutely no problem with putting Bama in. Because you know what? Looking at Vegas right now, and you think this would have happened if they would have put in Ohio State? Vegas actually has Alabama, the team that barely squeaked in the college football playoff, listed as the favorite to now win the entire thing. Ohio, that wouldn't have happened with Ohio State. It probably would have been Clemson. Clemson would be the favorite out in Las Vegas if Ohio State would have gotten into that fourth spot. It's about the eye test. Conference championships are just one of the criteria that the committee is looking at, folks. It's just one of the criteria. Just one. It's not the end-all, be-all. All right? And right now, Alabama passes the eye test more so than Ohio State, because Ohio State had its struggles against Wisconsin, a team in Wisconsin that had a fluffy schedule. I get it. Alabama did have a bit of a fluffy schedule this season. But still, Alabama, when you look at the eye test for both of these teams, I got to go with the Crimson Tide. Now, what if, and I allowed myself to possibly change my mind when looking at that Big Ten championship game between the Buckeyes and the Badgers, but Ohio State didn't do it for me. I'm sorry. I agree with it. And the only way you are going to be happy for those that fall in the discussion of Ohio State needs to be in is if they expand the playoffs so that conference championships, in your opinion, mean something. I love what Dabo Swinney said yesterday when he was interviewed on the College Football Selection Show. And he was asked if they got it right. And Dabo said, yeah, because, again, conference championships are just one of the criteria. And, heck, if you went based on that thing alone, that conference championships are the end-all, be-all, I mean, there are some conference champions out there that could win the conference with, like, three losses. Let's be real here. This is why the committee was put together. It's about evaluating all of the criteria. I had no problem with it because you better believe that Alabama is going to be very competitive. And I believe more competitive than if you would have put in Urban Meyer's Ohio State Buckeyes. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Ben Grimes chimes in. Happy birthday, Ben, again. Ohio State should be in the 14 playoff. They played five top 10 teams, and they won four out of the five matchups, with their only loss out of the games coming to Oklahoma and their only bad loss coming to an average Iowa team. And then he goes on to say, Alabama didn't play anybody this year other than Auburn, who lost to Georgia in the SEC championship game. Alabama got in the top four playoff based on their name and based on their history, which is a bunch of crap, but it is what it is. I gave you my take on that, Ben, and I think I addressed all of your points. But again, I'm not putting in a team that loses 31 points to Iowa. And that's what Kirby Holcutt said on the College Football Selection Show when he was interviewed by Reese Davis. He said, look, that Iowa loss basically put them out of the conversation. And I reiterate this opinion as well. And I was having this discussion with multiple media members yesterday as well. I love the eliteness of four. I'm starting to kind of fall in that category now where, you know, you look at the emotion and the uproar and people getting teed off and voicing displeasure on social media. This team should be in. That team should be in. The drama of it, the controversy of it. I love that. And college football is happy right now because we are having this discussion. We've spent 48 minutes on the college football playoff and Michigan State's bowl game. They love being on the lips of many of you. And four just has such an exclusivity to it. And it riles people up. This is what they want. And I don't know, it will be tempered a bit. It will be tempered a lot, I think, if you expand this thing to like eight teams. All right. I'm falling in that category. You know, the drama of it. I love it. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Let's start our second break, guys. I'm going to get your thoughts on the Ohio State and Alabama as well. And we're going to briefly touch on Michigan State men's basketball as they just absolutely just stomped on Nebraska yesterday. That, as well as weekend winners coming up. 517-355-WKAR. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Open up our phone lines now. We do have a caller that has been waiting patiently, one of our dear friends and callers. We talk to him just about at least every other day. It's our dear friend and notorious University of Michigan hater, Ray from Indiana on line one. Ray, what's up, man?
Yeah, bro. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays, brother.
Hey, I can't believe this. The bowl selections come out, and I was in shock. You went up there and beat them four out of the last five times in the Big House, haven't you?
Yep.
They're 2-10. They're 2-10 against you, and they give Michigan a better bowl than you. And you lost. They've lost one more game than you. And Northwestern and Michigan State both had better. Were ranked in the top 25. and they still put Michigan on a January 1st bowl, and they put you in the Holiday Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how that can happen. I mean, they've been terrible for like 10, 11 years. I know they're ranked, you know, everybody wants to go gaga because it's a big house in Michigan. But come on, after 10, 11 years, you're beating them up. You still can't get a better bowl than they do?
As I stated, Ray, at the very beginning of the hour, this was all about money. Simple as that.
Like everything.
Michigan living off of the brand. You know, the Outback Bowl committee looked at this, and they looked at ratings. They looked at ticket sales. They didn't look at wins and losses. They didn't look at that head-to-head matchup out in Ann Arbor on October 7th. You know what? I even said this. I mean, look. Northwestern should also be ticked off. You could have made a case that Northwestern deserved to be an Outback Bowl. They actually beat Michigan State.
In the top 25.
Right.
Michigan's not even in the top 25.
Exactly. I don't get it.
Some rinky-dink team up against them, South Carolina. Why didn't they put a real Southeastern Conference team against them?
Yep. Is it fair? No. But the bowl system has never been fair, Ray. And it's been unfortunate. It really is. It's all about money.
I just can't believe it that, you know, after all these years you've beaten them up, you still can't get your respect.
And I tell you what, you know, and people wonder why Michigan State athletics, Michigan State fans, why, you know, Spartan fans chew on disrespect like it's the last slice of sweet potato pie on Thanksgiving. It's because of stuff like this. You know, stuff like this happens routinely to Michigan State.
Well,
you know what?
They'll play South Carolina. They'll beat them up, and everybody say, oh, Michigan's back. They ain't back. They lost four games. Come on. Every top team they played, they lost to them.
I agree. Thank you for venting your frustration, Ray. We appreciate it.
Well, I just, hey, that Gronk that took that spearing on that guy,
and
he could have paralyzed him when he was down on the ground. He come from behind. They hit him with a forearm.
I think the Rob Gronkowski late hit.
Suspend him at least 2 to 4 games.
Oh, I didn't even see that hit. I heard about it. I didn't see that hit. Okay, you're talking about Gronk. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Gronk, Brady only throws an interception once in a while. He threw an interception. He was said he was so frustrated because the officials did not call a flag. He come from behind and speared him. He put him in the concussion. Said, I'm waiting for the commissioner. You better come down hard on that guy. Give him 2 to 4 games at least. He could have paralyzed that guy.
Ray from Indiana. Ray, thank you so much, man.
Watch the hit, okay?
I will. I'm going to check it out after the show. We're short on time, but thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you. God bless.
Line 2, Austin from KZU. What's up, Austin?
What's up, Al? How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, brother. How are you, my man?
Good. Hey, happy Founders Day, by the way, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. Listen, man, here's my thing. To all the people that write curriculums for history in school, please exclude the University of Michigan out of that curriculum, because this is purely a history thing. And at what point do you let the past go and realize you are not a powerhouse program? You are not good. Michigan State owns you. We are the best in the state of Michigan right now. Please stop living in the past and move on. It's like you're still trying to date your ex-girlfriend from 30 years ago that's been married for 30 years now. Let it go, man. Let it go.
let it go like the theme song from Frozen, right, Austin? I hear you.
Let it go.
Right.
All right, talk to you later, Al.
Yeah, please. Our ratings may go down if you start singing, Austin, but I totally hear you, dude. And it's the thing, and this is why, you know, you hear this all the time, Michigan State fans, you know, living with the chip on their shoulder. Coach D'Antonio in the football program, loving that chip on your shoulder. This is why we have this conversation, because stuff like this happens far too often when it comes to Spartan athletics in comparison to that team down the road. It's very frustrating, and Spartan fans should be mad. You know, I saw statuses on Facebook yesterday, Spartan fans saying, you know what, let's embrace the Holiday Bowl. Hey, it's a better matchup. We're going to live with this, and we're going to beat Washington State. That's all fine and dandy. That's a good, you know, take to have and a good mentality to have, the glass half full. But at some point, man, just you got to vent your frustration and be angry about this and yell and scream, because it's getting to that point where it's like if you don't say anything, no one will notice. And it's beyond frustrating, dude. It really is.
My word of advice to Michigan State fans to keep their sanity is stay out of the comment section. That's all I'll say.
I hear you. I hear you. And if you do get to go in the comment section, make it PG, all right?
Exactly.
All right. Appreciate it, Austin.
Yep.
All right. Well, we have, Isaac, just 3 minutes left here in the show. But I know you want to chime in on the Alabama-Ohio State discussion, man. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you got it exactly right. And that's why I want to hold it back. I thought you were going to go the other way. But the thing is, ESPN ranks Alabama's schedule fourth in the nation. People might disagree with that. But the thing is, they play in the SEC. They're battle-tested, and they have been for the last 10 years since Nick Saban took over. Right. Their offense, as I mentioned earlier this season, yes, the defense hasn't always been ticking along. The offense is the best it's been for years for Nick Saban. This is a ferocious team who does not want to see Clemson again, but they get a four seed, and we get our three-peat when it comes to that matchup. Who can't wait to see that? I am thrilled. Plus, everybody complains. Guess who Bama had on November 18th? Everybody knows it. Mercer.
Oh, yeah, Mercer, right.
The fearsome Mercer. Guess who Ohio State was playing? Illinois. Let's not stop playing the big, bad Ohio State Big Ten conference schedule. They played Illinois. Rutgers is in the Big Ten. Let's cut that crap out. And let's just call it like it is. Alabama deserved to get in with one loss as compared to Ohio State's two. It's simple.
I totally agree with you guys. And again, I think it's telling that out in Vegas right now, everybody's choosing now Alabama. The fact that they just got in on the fourth spot, right? And they're already favored to win the national championship. That wouldn't have happened with the Buckeyes. Let's be real here, okay? All right, a minute left. Weekend winners, real briefly.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
All right, two weekend winners for me, Kathy George and the MSU women's volleyball team going to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Also, Tom Izzo's MSU men's basketball team just stomping on Nebraska to open up Big Ten play. We'll have more on Time Is On tomorrow's current sports. Also, Colin Kaepernick retweeted me, Isaac.
What?
How crazy is that,
pretty
right?
Pretty amazing.
For the three Lansing Catholic football players who decided to take a knee during the national anthem, they actually got a Skype call from Cap, tweeted out yesterday. Great stuff. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Be easy, people.